Hello, and welcome to The Starfield, a podcast where we talk about astronomy and the people who study it. I'm your host, Hannah Marker. Astronomers are often people of many talents. In this special bonus episode, Dr. Chris Impey talks about the time he met a guy who you might not know for his work in astronomy, but you might have seen open this year's Academy Awards, Dr. Brian May.
I studied physics in London as an undergraduate. And on this trip I was just on, I went back to my old college, and I'm going there on sabbatical next year for a few months. Imperial College is a good school for physics, and I was steering in the direction of high energy physics, which is it was notable for. And I worked at CERN for a couple of summers as my first and second years as an undergraduate. I worked at CERN, so I was sort of heading in the direction of particle physics, experimental particle physics. And I actually had a class, an inspirational class by a professor called Bob Joseph. He's an American who worked at Imperial College most of his career. Unfortunately, he died a few years ago. And he just gave one of those wonderful overviews of sort of first calculus-based astronomy class that many astronomy and physics majors get. And he just showed the sweep of the subject, and he's a great teacher. And, you know, he got me wondering how to do research in this and how to study it at grad school. The other hook into the subject, this is a little pop culture-y, is that when I was a student and I was looking at high energy physics, I was also interested in optics. So I used to hang out in the optics floor of the physics department in Imperial College, and they had a student lounge where students and postdocs hung out and drank coffee and talked about physics. So I hung out there with some other students trying to, you know, get the vibe of what it was to do research in optics. And one day this little guy came in with long wavy hair, wearing sort of black leather top and bottom, pretty unusual look for a physicist, kind of over the top dressing. And he came in and out, and he was chain smoking and talked about his research a bit and then left. And we all said, "Who's that?" And someone said, "That's Brian May. You know, he's doing a PhD and he's halfway through it, but he's got this band and they're getting kind of hot, and nobody knows if he's going to finish his PhD. Well, of course, the band was Queen. It did become hot. He did bail on his PhD, and he eventually came back and got an honorary doctorate just a few years ago. And it wasn't a fake honorary doctorate. He actually came back and finished his thesis. He did the research and got a legitimate PhD. But the little dose of star power there, of having this, you know, major rock star, was named by Guitar Magazine one of the top five guitarists of all time. So, you know, no slouch in the guitar department. Was another little hook. Not that I thought it would happen to me or could happen to anyone else, but it sort of made astrophysics and optics seem, fairly sexy.
As Dr. Impey said, Dr. Brian May, guitarist for Queen, studied for his doctorate in astrophysics both from 1970 to 74 and from 2006 to 2007. When he went back to complete his doctorate, not only did Dr. May have to continue his work studying the radial velocity in zodiacal dust clouds, but also had to catch up on more than 30 years of astronomy in that area. Dr. May graduated from Imperial College on May 14, 2008, and continues to be very active in both the musical and scientific communities. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of The Starfield. The audio for this episode comes from Dr. Impey's June 1st, 2018 live Q&A session. For the rest of that Q&A session, or for more great space-based content from our team, check us out on YouTube at Astronomy State of the Art or Active Galactic Videos. This episode was produced and recorded by me, Hannah Marker, in conjunction with Active Galactic Videos, Astronomy State of the Art, and the University of Arizona. Until next time, this has been The Starfield.